can't believe the Mayo brothers started this way. Or even the Mills brothers.
Try reading something.
I read everything.
Toss a ball.
I've tossed everything, including breakfast.
It's always trolling for nurses.
I've trolled all the nurses.
Let's have a blast. We could drown the dull in booze.
It won't do any good. My dull has learned how to swim. Maybe I can get a note from my parents excusing me from the war.
Attention, all personnel. Due to conditions beyond our control, we regret to announce that lunch is now being served.
You got a lot of guts.
And they keep serving them. You realize it's an anniversary? They've given us liver or fish 10 straight days in a row.
11.
If they try to serve that to us one more time today, I'm going to throw a fit.
You won't throw a fit.
All right, then I'll throw a berserk with a strong resemblance to a fit.
Something to do. Going to eat with your feet?
Only if they have corn on the cob.
Terrific outfit, Clinger.
Like it? I don't usually wear floor length during the day, but once in a while you feel like being dressy.
You look like my dead aunt.
Nurse Schutzberger, please contact the Red Cross representative. Nurse Schutzberger, please contact the Red Cross representative.
How can you eat this slop? My mouth is tone deaf.
Succotash, Doc?
Yes, please.
Potatoes?
Fine.
Green corn?
Thank you.
And for the entree today?
Here it comes.
Steady.
We have liver or fish?
I didn't hear you say that. Because it isn't possible. It's inhuman to serve the same food day after day. The Geneva Convention prohibits the killing of our taste buds.
Easy.
I simply cannot eat the same food every day. Fish, liver, day after day. I've eaten a river of liver and an ocean of fish. I've eaten so much fish, I'm ready to grow gills. I've eaten so much liver, I can only make love if I'm smothered in bacon and onions. Are we going to stand for this? We're going to let them do this to us? No, I say, no! We're not going to eat this dreck anymore! We want something else! We want something else! We want something else! We want something else! Where the ease of the world arise! You have nothing to lose but your cookies! We want something else!
Just who do you think you are, Pierce?
I broke under the pressure, Warden.
11 straight days, Henry.
Well, don't you think I've tried for some relieviation?
Yes,
Raider,
sir.
What happened to the frozen turkey I ordered you to order?
Well, I put in the requisition, sir, marked urgent.
Well?
They sent us 5,000 athletic supporters.
Marked urgent?
I don't find that such a rib-tickler, McIntyre.
Ribs.
All right, Radar, why don't you get on the
trade
horn and see if we can't trade those
athletic
supporters.
Barbecued spare ribs, that's what I want. That's what I need.
What you need is a tranquilizer about the size of a horse's rump.
There's a place in Chicago near the Dearborn Street Station. I don't know the name of it. They served ribs. The best in the world. They had a barbecue sauce with it. A flamboyant, devil-may-care, yet introspective sauce.
Spare ribs?
Ambrosia. The gods on Olympus, when they got tired of pizza, they sent out for these ribs. Ah, yum, yum.
I think he's gonna have an accident.
Get him the barbecue ribs, Henry.
I don't just want ribs, I want those ribs.
Pierce, you're acting like one of my kids.
Henry, I'm all ribbed out. I have barbecue deficiency. Don't you get the clinical picture? Withdrawal trauma. Take blood, you'll see. half hemoglobin, half barbecue sauce from Chicago.
You're off your hinges.
Henry, they were sensational. The ribs burned my upper lip. I had a little cut. I kept the scar alive for a year. The pain was exquisite.
What was the name of this place?
I can't remember. It was near the Dearborn Street station.
Well, why don't you call the station and ask? The number's Dearborn 57500.
How the hell do you know that?
I was born in Illinois. I spent half my life at the Dearborn station. It was the first place my mother let me go to the men's room alone. Come to think of it, it's where I met my wife, Lorraine.
You gotta have those ribs.
Sounds like you're ready to go into labor.
I'll get them. Somehow.
Pierce, I don't care what you do in private. You want ribs? It makes me know, never mind. But as long as you're in this man's army camp, you behave yourself and you fly in formation.
Yes, sir.
Radar, let's get started on the inspection.
Yes, sir.
It was oregano in the sauce, and just the slightest suggestion of vinegar. And the coleslaw tasted like heather. But those ribs, I'm sure they came from pigs that were virgins, you know? You know? They were terrific.
Halt! What's the password?
Out of my way, or I'll split your head open.
Close enough.
Radar? Radar, it's Hawkeye. Let me in. I gotta use the phone. Radar! Come on, wake up. The war's over. We won 8-5. Radar.
Don't shoot.
Get on the phone.
Who's calling?
You are. Get out of bed or I'll take your tonsils out through your armpits. No, we're calling Chicago. Dearborn 57500.
Chicago?
That toddling town, home of the stockyards. Mrs. O'Leary's cow, the White Sox, the Cubs, Carl Sandburg.
Who's he pitch for?
The poet. Chicago. Hog butcher for the world. Tool maker. Stacker of wheat. Player with railroads and the nation's freight handler. Stormy, husky, brawling, city of the big shoulders. Sandberg knew Radar. Spare ribber for the universe. Maker of meat on a bone. The home of the pig sickle. Give me your tired, your poor, your coleslaw.
Sparky? Yeah, it's Radar. Yeah, listen, I know it's late, Sparky, but can you patch me through to Tokyo, Honolulu, San Francisco? Yeah, I'm headed for Chicago. I'll hold.
Radar, I'll let you lick my fingers for this.
Are these ribs really that great?
Better than sex.
I don't know how good sex is.
No woman could follow them, especially the big ones. The ribs, not the women. They come in a sheet about that size.
Wow.
It's like making love to a xylophone.
He's got Honolulu asking for San Francisco.
Good man, that Sparky. There may be a knighthood in this for him. With spare rib clusters.
Okay, pal. I'll take it from here. Thanks, you done terrific.
You did terrific.
That's what I said he does.
Hello? Hello? San Francisco? Right. Can you speak up a little louder, please? I'm calling from Korea. Korea! Rhymes with Daya. Right, the place that Bob Hope comes to all the time. Listen, this is official military business, priority one. Can you put me through to Chicago? Chicago! Yeah, the place with the big shoulders.
Dearborn 57500.
Dearborn 57500. Right.
The dialing.
I love her.
It's a he.
I love him.
It's ringing.
Dearborn Station? Yeah? Hold on!
Hello, this is Cranston Lamont of the Chicago Tribune. I'm over here in Korea doing a story on our star-freckled, spangled fighting boys.
Wow.
I'm doing a backgrounder on a Windy City boy, and I need to know something. Across the street from the station, down the block, there's a 5 and 10. And right next to that, there's a dry cleaning and dyeing place. And right next to that, there's this place that sells ribs. What's the name? Adam's Ribs. That's it. Adam's Ribs. A-D-A-M-S-R-I-B-S. That's it.
You'll smear it.
I got it engraved on my tongue. Listen, you got a telephone book there? All right. I want you to look up the number for me. Look, I know you're busy, mister. What is your name, please? For the article. Resnick? Bernard Resnick?
Is that with an S or a Z?
Thank you, Mr. Resnick. That's a lovely name. One of my daughters is called Resnick. You got it? All right. Dearborn 52750. 52750. Wait, don't hang up. Get the operator for me. Thank you, Mr. Resnick. God bless your choo-choos. Operator, I want Dearborn 52750. This is it, Radar. We're approaching Nirvana.
Is that near Chicago?
Hello? What do you mean, busy? Operator, I'm a soldier. I'm a wounded man in Korea. I'm trying to reach my family from a foxhole. Hello, Adam's Ribs? I'd like to place a takeout order, please. All right, you got a pencil? I want 20 pounds. No, make that 40 pounds of your best ribs. The jumbos. And I want some barbecue sauce. A gallon. Yeah, we're having a party. My mother's out on parole. All right, now don't cook them. I just want them packaged. Name of Pierce, B.F. Pierce. Somebody will pick them up. Good, okay, thank you. Couldn't have done it without you, Radar.
Thank you, sir.
Oh!
What?
Damn it.
What?
I forgot to order the coleslaw. Hello? Step one, spare ribs ordered. Check. Step two, ribs must be picked up. Step three, ribs must be paid for. Step four, ribs must be flown to us here in Paradise Valley.
What a picture you are of gluttony, greed, lust, oral sensation.
You're seeing the real me. As a child, I once ate 12 banana sandwiches. I slept in the bathroom for a week.
Charming.
Now, Inspector, I figure that the same person who picks the ribs up can pay for them and take them over to the airport in Chicago.
Elementary.
This as yet unknown person gives them to a pilot or a stewardess who delivers them to military air transport in San Francisco. The rest is downhill.
So is your head.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. But he went on to write a great song.
You keep this up and the squirrels are going to bury your head somewhere.
Pilots and stewardesses love to do us favors. I once did a stewardess a great favor. I didn't scream while she forced herself on me.
There's an interesting couple.
Tilly and Mac.
Sir, I've got a bone I'd like to pick with you.
Wait a minute, Klinger. First bones first. Any luck, Radar?
Oh, I checked the personnel roster and all the patients, and nobody lives in Chicago.
What a great time to steal it.
Rats. Double rats. Sir, in the riot you caused by going off your noodle, you got succotash on my stole.
I apologize, Klinger, from the heart of my bottom.
And liver, too, you got on.
Don't say liver. You say that word again, I'll set your teeth on fire. I'll have your skunk clean. Right now, I'm thinking about bigger things. Don't you come from Chicago?
No, he's from Toledo.
But I get my lingerie from Chicago.
And it's beautiful. I hear.
You know anybody in Chicago?
I got an uncle there.
This could be something. Does he like you? Would he do you a favor?
Favor? He'd kill for me. He'd kill for you. For $100, he'd kill for anybody.
Why don't you put out a contract on a spare rib?
Would your uncle handle a package for me?
Sure, for a price.
He doesn't have to kill the package. Just pick it up and deliver it to the airport in Chicago.
It's done. Won't cost you a dime.
Lady, you're a real gentleman.
All you gotta do is sign my psycho discharge papers, you and Captain McIntyre.
Klinger, that paper has to be signed by three doctors. We're only two.
Nobody else wants to be three.
Okay. The deal's off!
Wait a second. Wait a
No discharge, no package, and I expect you to unsuccotash my stove, sir.
So emotional.
Meanwhile, my ribs are sitting there like barbecued orphans.
Gee, I wish I could help.
I wonder how you taste charcoal.
Hey!
You know, I just remembered. I knew a redhead in Chicago. Oh, boy, you talk about your ribs.
Yeah, yeah.
What was her name? Mildred. That's right. Mildred Feeney.
Would she do you a favor?
She already did.
She could pick up the ribs. She could pay for them and put them on a plane. I'd send her a check.
You're hallucinating. I haven't seen her in years. It was a one-night stand. No, it was a two-night. No, I think it was three.
Radar, prepare finger. Ready to dial.
Hello? Yeah, Mildred Feeney? All right, hold on.
Go.
Hi, Mildred. This is John McIntyre. That's right, Big John.
Big John?
Bucky.
Look, honey, I know it's been a lot of years, but, no, I'm not actually in Chicago now, a little bit west of there. I'm in Korea, to be exact. Well, I got called up into the war, and, I got to thinking about you. What? The war, Mildred. The war!
Come on, you guys, take it easy. You're worse than the real thing.
What, baby? Me? Married? Married?
Of course I'm not married, Mildred.
Come on.
Who could follow you?
Hey, you could lose this line.
Lay it on her, will you?
Honey, look, I want you to do me a favor. There's a package under the name of Pierce at a place called Adams Ribs next to the Dearborn Street Station. I want you to go in there and pay for it and take it to the MPs at Midway Airport. Yeah, I'll send you a check for it. Mark the package Dr. B.F. Pierce, 4077 MASH, Korea, Rush Medical Supplies. What? It's ribs and sauce. Yeah, we use them for,
anatomy practice.
Anatomy practice, right. Well, they don't allow us to work on real people. The sauce? Well, they don't let us use real blood either. You understand?
Boy, she's smart.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mildred. Right, honey. Bye-bye. Mildred, I can't keep the war on hold. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
Radar.
Yeah.
Why are the MPs at Midway Airport? Tell them that the package is for Captain Benjamin Franklin Pierce.
Yeah.
General MacArthur's personal physician.
MacArthur? Wow, I've never been in the stockade before.
And then wire the Military Air Transport Service, APO San Francisco. APO. Tell them it's urgent, critical medical supplies.
Critical.
Handle with care, highly infectious.
Mark it quick as possible. Do not spill, keep refrigerated.
Way to go, Big John.
Sir, the spare ribs are here.
Where? Where?
They're in a supply depot down on Wee John Boo. They're hung up in channels.
Who hung them?
Well, I talked to a Major Pfeiffer. He wouldn't even talk to me when I talked to him.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He started with, drop dead, and then he got rude.
We'll get him.
We have to call Klinger's uncle.
Trap.
No.
Wake up! Me and the ribs, we're all in Korea.
Let's eat! Dan, it's on the way to Seoul.
No room. I gotta take this kid down for X-ray. Unless you want to use the rumble seats.
Okay, you got it.
Give me a hand.
Come on, London. Get your head in. Okay, get him in.
MASH. Oh, yes. Talk to some cocky little nurse at your outfit.
Radar.
Tried to muscle me on the phone.
She's a tough little cookie.
There it is. One box medical supplies marked urgent. Figures.
We're doctors. We need that stuff, Major. It's important.
Yeah, it's a new wonder drug.
Top shelf. Keep those code numbers to the front so we can read them.
Oh, sorry. It's only our first day on the job. What about our package?
You know what I've got to process. 12 Sherman tanks, 2,000 blankets, 100,000 rolls of toilet paper, a trainload of semi-automatic corn poppers and baby A-bomb components.
They're delicious with popcorn.
Whatever it is, I've got it. And you want me to find one insignificant little box of med supplies.
We sometimes use them in our work.
You think because you save lives, it's important. Move this over there.
Sure. Another box of hernias, huh?
Major, you're not going to cooperate, huh?
If I help one person, I have to help everybody. You can't run a war on cooperation.
All right, fine. We'll go up the line. Who's your boss?
My sergeant.
Where is he?
Look, he's very busy, and I don't want him upset.
We're not going to upset him.
He's over in admin, Sergeant Tarola. Please don't tell him I sent you.
Thank you, Major. You've been a tower of jello.
Nobody cut requisition orders on this.
Emergency medical shipment, Sergeant.
Yeah, there's no S-47-19J accompanying.
I told you we should have got an S-47-19J accompanying, but you wouldn't listen.
That's necessary?
Necessary? We don't go to latrine around here without an S-47-19J. Sorry.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything, but this little supermarket of yours here isn't all that clean.
Yeah. Ideal breeding environment for cholera. The plague.
You're kidding.
You always sweat in 40-degree temperature?
I'm not sweating.
You should be.
Nothing wrong with me. I feel sensational.
Ah, there it is. Say that again, will you?
I feel sensational?
Definite slurring of the S.
Classic early symptom. Followed by the eyes blinking in an up and down motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's plague here, we'll have to close the place.
Post it as a contagious area.
Give you a chance to be reassigned.
You're probably anxious to get up to the fighting war anyway, aren't you?
What's in the package?
Spare ribs and saws from Chicago.
Adam's ribs?
You know?
I'm from Joliet. I'd walk to Chicago on my knees in the snow for a takeout order.
He's one of you.
How many you got?
40 pounds.
I'll take 20 and a quart of sauce.
10 and a pint of sauce.
12 and a pint and a half. And coleslaw.
We didn't order any coleslaw.
You sent all the way to Chicago and no coleslaw?
Forgive us, we're draftees.
Give thanks.
Praise the Lord and pass the sauce.
Attention, all personnel. Attention. Ambulances in the lower compound. Choppers on the upper pad. Incoming wounded. Repeat, incoming wounded. All OR personnel report on the double.
Come on.
Repeat, ambulances in the lower compound. Choppers on the upper pad.
No, that's not fair.
Come on.
No, no, wait a minute. No, it's not fair. We got ribs now. We got three from Adam's Ribs in Chicago. We lied to Milton and everything. I had to send her a check. Wait just a minute for a rib. One rib. A rib. A little 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 rib. A little